It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll hear one expert's policy recommendations for reducing gun violence in Wisconsin.
But first, the topic of birthright citizenship is emerging as an important element of the immigration debate among Republican presidential hopefuls.
Several candidates have come out strongly in favor of repealing the constitutional provision that gives children born on U.S. soil automatic citizenship, regardless of their parents' status here in the country.
Donald Trump has been among the most vocal, but others, including Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, and Chris Christie, have also voiced their support of the change.
Wisconsin Governor and presidential candidate Scott Walker has spoken about the issue. He's been accused of being inconsistent on his position over the last week. Most recently, he's gone against frontrunner Donald Trump and says that he supports maintaining the policy as it is.
Joining us to talk about birthright citizenship and its political significance is Alan Gomez. He's an immigration reporter for USA Today based in Miami. Alan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we mean when we use the term birthright citizenship?
That's basically the concept where if you're born in the United States, unless you're the child of a diplomat or something like that who's working here, that generally you get U.S. citizenship just by virtue of your birth. And obviously what we're talking about here is specific to undocumented immigrants and those that come here illegally, give birth here, and then that child, even though the parents are still undocumented, becomes a U.S. citizen by virtue of their birth here.
Are there any exceptions to that?
I mean, very, very few exceptions. I mean, and again, that comes down to whether you're the child of a visiting ambassador or something like that, but it's very, very rare, and for the most part, this country has historically granted birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment is what's relied on for that, and so, yeah, generally speaking, it's a pretty unanimous thing that goes along with if you're born in this country.
And this is a concept that goes back a long time. What is the connection of birthright citizenship and the end of slavery in the United States?
Well, that was the genesis of the 14th Amendment. Basically, at the time, obviously, slaves were not full citizens. They can vote. All sorts of limitations on their powers in this country. And so, the 14th Amendment was a way to sort of to affect that. And yeah, I'll just read you the wording so we can kind of understand a little bit as to why this has become such a hot button issue right now. And the 14th Amendment basically says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So for the longest time, that has pretty much been accepted policy. Okay, that means you're born here, you become a citizen. But what we've been starting to see in these last few weeks, actually this has been a debate that's been going on for several years, but it picked up a lot of steam in the last few weeks, is that one part of it that says, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And so what a lot of folks, led by Donald Trump, have been saying of late is that that excludes undocumented immigrants, saying that they're not the jurisdiction of the United States. They're here illegally. They are not Americans, and so they should be disqualified from being able to bestow that privilege down to their children who were born here.
You talked about this issue picking up steam in recent weeks. Can you give us a little snapshot of the political history of this as a political issue?
It's really been amazing. I've been covering immigration for a long time, and every once in a while, birthright citizenship will come up. We've seen some bills, some attempts in Congress to change either the interpretation of the 14th Amendment to say that no, they're no longer citizens if they're the children of undocumented immigrants. In some cases, folks have actually pushed to repeal the 14th Amendment or create another amendment to change that. But that's been very, very few. It's been very rare, and I've never seen it really pick up any significant amount of steam. But then all of a sudden Donald Trump came to town and started talking about this, and it's just absolutely exploded in just these last 2 weeks. And what we saw that was pretty fascinating, you know, on the one hand, you had a lot of these Republican candidates kind of saying that Trump's immigration positions were just too far, that he was going way to the extreme by proposing things like mass deportations of all the nation's undocumented immigrants. But then very quickly, about half of that large GOP field embraced what he said with regards to birthright citizenship. And we're not talking the outliers here. We're talking about Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal. I mean, a lot of these candidates have really jumped onto this. Even folks like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, who are considered more moderate on the issue of immigration, they say that they don't want to change the 14th Amendment. They think birthright citizenship should absolutely remain. But both of them, I think, kind of seeing what's been going on and seeing the sort of momentum this has been taken on, have been talking about enforcing the 14th Amendment in a way that they would prevent pregnant people from coming over here if their sole intent was to give birth to a U.S. citizen child. So it really has exploded, and just these last couple of weeks, it's been amazing to watch that.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time and an interesting issue. Harry Reid, a Democrat, used to be a proponent of ending birthright citizenship. When did this become a Republican stance?
It's really, I think, been... You know, immigration, for a long time, people have always said that it's not necessarily a Republican or Democratic issue. And there are absolutely specific areas within the immigration debate that cross party lines, to be sure. But what we've seen over the last just couple of presidential elections is this sort of race to see who can kind of crack down on undocumented immigrants the most. Most notably, we saw that in 2012 during that presidential Republican primary, where you had people like Herman Cain talking about electrifying the fence down on the border. You had a lot of these candidates trying to go further and further right to secure that Republican nomination, resulting in Mitt Romney embracing a policy of making life so complicated and so difficult for undocumented immigrants in this country that they would choose to, quote, self-deport. That is, one of the things that helped him sort of lock up the nomination. But one of the other things that it did was ensure that he got only 27% of the Hispanic vote in that election. So after the election, the Republican Party came back and said, look, we need to do better by Hispanics. We need to improve our tone. We need to improve the sort of legislation that we propose so that we don't lose that demographic, which is the fastest growing one in the country. Yet, here we are still, 15 months ahead of this next election, and already it's like a hypercharged race to, again, see who can be the toughest on undocumented immigrants. And so we're seeing things like Trump talking about mass deportations. You had Ben Carson the other day talking about drone strikes along the southwest border to enforce it. And then this birthright citizenship, it's in that environment that this endorsement of ending birthright citizenship has really taken root.
We're talking with Alan Gomez right now, immigration reporter for USA Today, talking about the issue of birthright citizenship as part of the immigration debate. And Alan, we haven't touched on Scott Walker yet. Here in Wisconsin, we're watching him pretty closely and trying to pin down where he is on this. Where is he on this issue as of now?
As of today, he's against changing it. Wait, hold on. That actually wasn't a joke, but he's gone a little bit back and forth. He struggled with this a little bit. On Sunday, he was on ABC's This Week, and he said that the law is there, and we need to enforce the law, and that should be fine. So he said he does not want to change birthright citizenship. He wants it to remain. He doesn't think that should be an issue, that there are all sorts of other issues within this broader immigration debate that we should be focusing on instead. But that's different from just a few days prior when he was asked if it should be repealed, and he said absolutely. He said it should. Absolutely. Going forward, we need to change this. Before that, he was against changing birthright citizenship. I mean, by my count, he really has gone in three different directions over the past couple of weeks. And so as of Sunday, he was back in the camp of saying that, no, we should not be wasting our time with birthright citizenship. We should be focusing on all these other issues.
Now, the governor said he was misinterpreted when he sounded as though he was in favor of ending birthright citizenship. Do you think there was room there for interpreting something that he said erroneously?
I mean, I can tell you, I've been watching all of these candidates' immigration stances very closely. And from what I remember from that interview and watching it very closely, he was asked if birthright citizenship should be ended. And, I mean, what I got in my notes from that interview is, yeah, absolutely, going forward. And so I'm not sure how you misinterpret that. But I think what it does is it shows just sort of how much trouble a lot of these candidates are having with these issues. I mean, I can tell you one thing that Donald Trump that has said that is absolutely true is that we would not be talking about immigration to this level of detail so early in this race had it not been for him. He released a very detailed immigration plan that was basically every sort of hardline immigration activist's dream. So it includes all these very specific issues like birthright citizenship, like deportations, that I think a lot of the other candidates were really hoping to avoid. So it's kind of forced a lot of them to take positions on this so much earlier and without probably the full sort of team meeting to figure out how they're going to approach it. And so you're left with a lot of citizen situations like that where they're being forced to answer these questions when they maybe haven't thought through the immigration plan in such a detailed way as they probably would have hoped to before they had to address this.
Alan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
That was Alan Gomez, immigration reporter for USA Today. He joined us to talk about birthright citizenship as part of the immigration debate.